Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Robbie?
Oh, hello. I was just singing a beautiful little song I've written.
Oh, okay. It wasn't commercial music, was it?
No. Just wrote it there. Came off the top of the head. How are you, Dan?
I'm all right, thanks. I didn't know you were a composer.
I got a bit of phlegm in my throat.
Have you?
A bit of phlegm. Phlegmy Moses.
That's a nice... reference to an 80s footballer.
Yeah, nice modern reference for the youth. Trying to get the youth crowd in here. How have you been?
I'm pretty well. Very busy. Very busy.
With work?
With work, yes.
Taskmaster?
Taskmaster and Fantasy Football League. We had Keir Starmer on last week. It's quite exciting.
I know you did. That's very exciting, isn't it? Keir Starmer was in Norwich at the weekend.
Was he?
He was in Norwich. He went to the Norwich Sunderland game on Saturday and then went out on the town, went to Merchant Spice Curry House with Ed Balls.
He really does like football.
I tell you who else really liked football in the world of politics. Gordon Brown. I interviewed him once about football and his knowledge of football was unreal.
Yeah. I remember you went to number 10, didn't you, to do that?
Number 11. He was Chancellor at the time. Yeah, so next door. But it's good enough. But then you go through into number... Did I go into number 10 for it? I can't remember. Maybe I went into number 11. I think it was on Downing Street anyway. I can't remember. But because his flat was above number 10 because he swapped with Tony Blair because of the one fitted kids better or something, as I recall.
Well, Tony had several kids, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. That's good. You're doing two jobs at once.
Two jobs plus this. So I count that as three.
For Fantasy Football and Taskmaster, are you doing it in the style of a 1980s sitcom when someone goes on a date in a restaurant with two separate women and tries to not let the other one know that they're also working on a different television show?
At the moment, it's fairly separate, but there have been times over the last year where it's possible that one production was... paying me while I should I be saying this? One production was paying me while I was doing a bit of work for the other production.
It's fine.
But I think it evened up. It evened up. It's fine.
It's okay.
Yeah. And now it's totally fine. It's all under one umbrella. It's all good. But yeah, it is. I mean, it will be. I did have to keep sort of running between two different rooms and finding excuses of why to leave those rooms, and then I'd have to eat two different dinners.
Yeah. All the good stuff. Love that. Are you? Have you managed to fit any pubbing in during this week?
I'll tell you what. I did go to a pub on Friday night. My now traditional trip to the Crown and Greyhound while Leo, my son, does his cricket practice. It's a lovely little oasis of an hour that I get on a Friday evening now, where I go there and I'm by myself because I don't know any other people there, and I just take a book. Or something to read, or a magazine, and I have a pint of beer, and normally Harvey's Best, and I just sit there quietly for an hour, and it's so nice.
It is one of the joys of life, Dan, and I've just done it today before coming here. I took my son Otto to swimming. It's 45 minutes, time to kill. It's too hot to be in the swimming pool area. They're very hot places if you're fully clothed. So I went to one of, what is a number of pubs this week that I've got to add to the list. But should we do them in order?
Yeah.
We're going into this week, where are we?
Okay, let me give you a quick update. You are on 28. You're winning 28-13.
So this is separate pubs.
Separate.
So duplicates don't count. Separate pubs. 28-13. Dan, there is about to be daylight between us. Because have I pubbed?
There's already a fair amount of daylight between us.
Oh, well, it's going to be a full 24 hours. Because after I last saw you during the week, I went out to film a YouTube video with Bambino Becky, who loves a pub. We were doing murder pubs, but pubs where murders have occurred, but not modern day murders, because that's not very cheery.
Yeah.
Olden day murders, like in the 1500s and stuff. So I did a little tour of those.
Fun murders.
Fun murders. Well, to start off with, there was a non-murder pub because I got to Wapping, where I was going to meet Becky, and I got there a bit early. So I went to the Wapping Tavern and I had a Lucky Saint, and I followed up with a pale ale once Becky arrived because I didn't want to start early boozing. So Wapping Tavern was the first pub of the week. Then down the road to the Prospect of Whitby. Very old pub by the river. Samuel Pepys used to drink there.
Oh, lovely. We love a bit of Samuel Pepys, don't we?
I do love it. We do love a bit of Samuel Pepys on this podcast.
What was it called? Prospect of
Whitby.
Yep.
But it's in Wapping, not in Whitby. And there's an old judge called Judge Jeffreys from the olden days. He was like the Simon Cowell of his time, like the mean judge.
Okay.
But instead of like not letting people go to the house to sing,
he'd send them
to be
hanged.
Executed.
Right, yeah.
And he would go, because they get hanged down by the docks, and he would go to the Prospect of Whitby and sit outside on the deck with a nice cold pint of beer and watch. And I don't know. I think if you've been sentenced to death by someone and you look over and they're just in the pub with a lovely cold beer.
Oh, God.
That's got to make it worse.
Just puts the tin hat on it.
Maybe they should just use that as a deterrent. I don't know. But I don't think it can help.
Do you think he said that in his judgment? I will sentence you to be hanged by the neck till death.
And I'm going
to
watch it during a sesh. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, then the next murder pub I went to was the Ten Bells on Commercial Road in Commercial Street. I can't remember now.
Yes.
In Shoreditch.
Okay.
Commercial thingy in Shoreditch. The Ten Bells, Jack the Ripper, a couple of Jack the Ripper victims.
Yes, okay.
He sort of lured from there, apparently. So that was the next murder pub. Then I went to Marble Arch, not for a particular pub, but for the historical murder-related history of Marble Arch. Because there was what was it called? The Twyford Tree. So that is a big. It was a new hanging thing where they could hang multiple people at once.
Oh, okay.
And they had that at Marble Arch. And what they used to do, and this is
they're just making the system more efficient, were they?
More efficient. They did execute a lot of people in the old days. They reckon this one place they executed 50,000 people in the years, which is quite a lot. It's a bit much, if you ask me.
It is, isn't it?
But they would traditionally, on their way to get executed, the wagon that was taking the prisoner off to the gallows would allow them to stop off for one pint on the way.
Lovely.
And that is apparently where the phrase "one for the road" comes from.
That is a great pub fact. I love that.
Do you want another one?
Always.
While they were doing this, one of the guards would have to stay and mind the wagon.
Okay.
And that is where the phrase being "on the wagon" is, because he wouldn't get to have a pint. He'd have to sit at the wagon. I think I've been executed. So
I always get confused with the on the wagon, off the wagon thing.
Yeah, I think if you're on the wagon, you're not drinking.
Yes.
Because you've got to drive someone to be executed.
Yeah, and you fell off the wagon.
You've gone off the wagon, you've gone in with the executee.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it's a cheery pint, that, is it? What do you talk about?
No, but you'd make the best of it, I suppose, because at least it's the last one you'll ever have, so you're going to try and enjoy it. I guess.
No, but I mean, if you're one of the guards
like,
trying to make small talk, it's not going to be great, is it?
Yeah.
How's your pint? Yeah, all right. Nice. Not going to have any more, are you? Because you're going to get hanged.
You're never going to taste that taste again, are you?
Yeah. So anyway, that was the next murder place. But whilst I was there, we went to go for one for the road, a local pub. Went to a random pub called the Three Tons.
Okay.
Had a pint of some kind of cask ale there. Pleasant, quite busy, but pleasant. That was near Marble Arch. And then...
Oh, my God.
I went to what I believe... And by this point, Becky's enthusiasm was waning because we had to get a train out to essentially the Heathrow Slough borders to a place called Colnbrook, where we went to a pub called the Ostrich Inn.
So you did a load of stuff in sort of inner London, then you went and you've been to four pubs, and then he said, now we're going out to Heathrow.
I'll tell you why, because I think this is the most murdery pub in Britain.
Okay.
So I'll give you the story. Back in the olden days, there's a man called Jarman. Jarman the barman, I guess. I've stolen that joke from someone else.
Yeah,
but yeah, he was there with his wife and they ran this inn. And I think we're talking 1500s here. And it had above it rooms.
Okay.
And what they had a little scheme that when someone rich came in, they'd put him in this room and they'd have a little code where he'd say to his wife, "Do you want a fat piggy?" And she'd go, "Put him in the sty." And that code meant that when he went to sleep that night, he would, I don't know what the mechanism was, some kind of lever or switch or something.
Oh, like a Sweeney Todd sort of thing.
Well, a very high-tech one, because the guy would be sleeping in his bed and it was on like a hinge and it would just drop down and he would fall into a boiling hot pot of water and boil to death.
Oh, my God.
That's very high-tech for the 1500s, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
60 times. They managed to do this. 60 murders in that pub.
Boiled 60 people. They boiled to death.
Yeah. In the night. He wouldn't know. You'd be asleep quite happily, having a nice dream about whatever you dreamt about in the olden days. Mead. Or...
Wenches.
Wenches. Yep. All those things. Pillaging. That's a bit earlier, isn't it? Whatever it was you're dreaming about. And then... Splash. You're in the water, boiling to death.
And you think, oh, that's a nice bath. No, oh, no. It's hotter than a bath. Yeah.
It's 100 degrees. So that happened there. But then eventually they had some fancy clothier, which I presume is a man who makes clothes from Reading. He came to visit and they did that to him, but his horse was just wandering around outside and everyone's going, "Isn't that Tom's horse?
Oh.
Where's Tom?" They're like, And they went down and they found his body by the marshes and they traced it back. And these guys, they got hanged as well. Everyone's getting hanged in the world.
So bleak.
60 murders, though.
Wow.
And whilst that is bleak, I don't think it was as bleak. By this point, it's getting quite late. But we travelled like it was about an hour and a half to get out there from Marble Arch. And then I was looking at my train back to Norwich and I was like, oh, this is getting... To get the 10:30 train is getting a bit... Unlikely. There is one later train, but that means getting in at like 1:30, 2:00.
I remember getting that in the student days on the way back from a QPR night game. Yep.
Well, I was looking at this and then we were like, well, I'd force Becky to come now. I can't just make her down a pint in 15 minutes and leave. I'm going to have to bite the bullet and get the later train. Too hard to get back to Heathrow to get a train. So we had to go, we got a taxi, an Uber, but it missed the train to connect with the 10:30 train. So I just got to drop it off at another pub, a bonus pub, the Tower Arms Hotel in a place called Ivor. And I cannot tell you how depressing it is when you've just finished a late night pint at the Tower Arms Hotel and you've got to leave a pub just outside Slough in the countryside to go home and you're leaving that pub around 10 p.m. and you live in Norwich. It is bleak, my friend.
Yeah.
Because that is a long journey. Thank goodness for the Elizabeth line that gets me across to Liverpool Street, but still, I'll go in about 2.
Oh, God, that is a lengthy journey.
It is a lengthy journey.
I hope that video gets a lot of views.
Well, let's hope it does too, but it's not probably going to be out next week rather than this week. And that's the end of my pubbing for the week. No, it's not, Dan. That was a lie. I went to Wakefield on Monday.
Oh, my God.
You ever been to Wakefield?
No. Where have I been up in that area?
It's Leeds. It's just outside Leeds, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been to Leeds and I've been to Huddersfield.
Okay. Well, Wakefield, I went there to film a video. Never been before. Went with a YouTuber called Stunt Peg, who's a football YouTuber, which is very good, very funny. And we went. We had lunch in a pub called The Bridge Inn.
Okay.
I had a Diet Coke and I had, what did I have? I had a jacket potato with tuna mayo.
Oh, nice.
And then I Googled, just at the end of the day, I Googled best pub Wakefield. You never know what that's going to be because it's not, it might often, it might not be the best pub. You never know what you're going to get. But it took me to an absolutely cracking boozer. One of the best new boozers I've been to in quite some time.
What was it so good? Why was it so good?
It was called the Black Rock.
Okay.
And it was a proper old school northern boozer to the point that if you took down the no vaping sign that was by the bar.
Yeah.
You could not have told whether you're in the 80s or not.
Wow.
Like that. It was, if you look closely at the pumps, yes, fair enough. But from a distance, there's a big Tetley's sign up there. They had Tetley's on draft. They had some, I had a cask, a pint of fruit salad, some fruity drink on cask. A lot of old boys in there sort of thing, right in the middle of Wakefield. It was fabulous. Playing a lot of 80s music as well.
Oh, sounds unbelievable.
Just had a nice little pint of cask ale just there at the end of the day, and it was absolutely wonderful. So that was the Black Rock. And then, as I say, just before I came here, I went to the Unthank Arms. First time I've been there this year. A lovely pub.
Love the Unthank Arms.
And just sat at the bar with a pint of something, again, something on cask. Drank a lot of cask ale this week. And just enjoyed it. And so, yes, that is 9 pubs this week, Dan.
Oh, my God. So you're up to 37 and I'm on 13. You're only 15 off the aim for the year.
I'll do that in the next couple of weeks.
It'd be amazing if you just didn't go to any more pubs until November just to make it exciting. But that's not going to happen, is it?
Rabbit in the... I was going to say rabbit in the hare, but they're just different types of rabbit thing,
aren't they? Hare and the...
Hare and the tortoise. That's it. Yeah. I think you'll agree, I've had a terrific week of pubbing.
That sounds amazing. And it's just some really interesting pubs that you've been to as well.
Yeah, really interesting. New pubs, different areas. Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice not to have to travel back from the outskirts of Slough at early in the morning, but still. I'd like to know if anyone out there, if they've got a local pub that's murdery, because obviously in Norwich there is a pub called The Murderers that is murder-related. Have you had... I'm not looking for recent things because I didn't put that. There's a pub, for example, in London where three different serial killers, including like Dennis Nielsen, have plied their serial killing trade.
Ooh.
But I didn't want to do modern murders because that's a bit sad.
Old murders.
Old school. Have you got a pub near you with a historical murder in it?
Yes.
Or other historical crime or any execution-related stuff as well? We like that. We don't like execution. We like historical stories of it in relation to pubs.
Generally, we're anti-death penalty, I think.
We are pretty anti-death penalty in the modern era.
Yes. But in the old days, it was fun.
It was fun. You go to the pub on the way. It was just a good, clean fun, good day out. You could sit with Judge Jeffreys on the deck of the pub and watch people die. Robbie at moonunderpod.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare.
PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Shall we have a little look on behind you there, Dan? Because I think there might be something on the old pub notice board.
We've got a couple of notes here.
While you're getting that down, it might be when I just remind people that we have a live show coming up.
Oh, we
the moon
have.
Underwater. When is it, Dan? April.
It's April the 7th. The 7th? Sunday evening, I think.
Sunday evening. Oh, wonderful. Oh. Sunday fun day.
Yeah.
I hear Shah.
Picture the scene, Robbie.
Yeah.
You live in London, or maybe you don't live in London, but you come down to London. And about 3 o'clock, you meet up with your mates. No, maybe 2 o'clock. You meet up with a few friends. You go to a pub for a nice leisurely afternoon pub lunch.
Oh.
And you have a nice stroll around the street. Because London's quite nice on a Sunday. There's no one there in sort of central London.
It's lovely. Yeah.
And have a stroll around. Maybe have another pint somewhere.
Maybe go into a murder pub.
Visit a murder pub, exactly. And then the early evening, come and watch me and you and Ahir Shah chatting about pubs.
Wonderful.
Just what a lovely pubby day.
You can go and find out about that. You can go to the Moon Under Pod on any of the socials and find that out. Or you can probably just go to, is it the Moth Club, innit? You can just go to the Moth Club website. You can just, you can work. If you really want to come, you can work out how to get tickets. We don't need to hold your hand through the process.
Yeah, it's quite easy.
It's quite easy. And we'd love to see you there and have a little drink afterwards, if anyone fancies that.
Yeah.
Right, read your first correspondence, please, Daniel.
Okay, this is from Andy. And he says, hi, Robbie. Hi, Dan. Excellent stewardship so far.
Mm. Okay. Nice. No, it's good. Keep us on our toes.
Yeah, that's true. Although I have to question Dan's memory.
Brilliant.
For somebody so obviously talented and multi-skilled, his recall seems extremely poor when asked to recount his talks, performances or demonstrations just a matter of a day or two later. Come on, Dan, sort it out, mate. Maybe do a wordle or two.
I've been telling you to get on the Sudoku.
What? I mean, I am worried about my memory. I don't know whether he's referring to something in particular. Is it just generally I can't remember stuff?
He's referring to, on the guest episodes, Dan, I quite often will ask you to repeat something that you did in the Moon, the Water, like in the haiku competition.
Okay.
And quite often you've seemed to have...
Yes.
Be distracted and forget. I think I suggest that's what he is referring to.
I think you're probably right. That's me being paranoid because I am worried about my memory. And I do Wordle every day, although I had one of my very rare failures this morning. I'm still angry about it.
I was delighted when I failed at Wordle because it meant I could stop doing Wordle. Because I didn't want to lose my streak. And when I finally went on, the feeling of relief was incredible.
Yeah. That's nice.
Anyway,
just catching up on some pub notice board pods and came across your debate on the origins of having ice in your cider. Apologies in advance if you've discussed this further in later pods. But ice in the cider is an order requested by Withnail in the glorious Withnail and I.
Ah.
To quote his order placed at the King Henry pub, presumably in Penrith, 2 large gins, 2 pints of cider, ice in the cider. I think the film is set in 1969. But even if you use the filming date of 1986, it suggests that ice in the cider goes back way before the halcyon days of early 2000s Magna's debauchery. Hope this contribution helps move the debate forward if it hasn't been settled and or dismissed already. Lots of love, Andy. Currently working for my office in sunny Cleethorpes. Great use of office time, Andy. Thank you.
That's fabulous. Maybe pop down to the Signal Box Inn, which is the Moon Underwater's official smallest pub in the country.
Yes.
After that overly long debate. Thank you, Andy. That's very good. Yeah.
See, this is a good example of me and my memory because I can't remember exactly what happened. But someone thought that they'd invented. Yes, someone wrote in saying that their friend had invented ice in cider, and then suddenly it was in all the adverts. Well, that's what happened, wasn't it?
I can't remember. I don't know.
No, that was the debate. See, this is the problem. If people go back to old episodes and start listening to them and then pulling us up on stuff, we're just. Well, so much has happened in the world of pubs since. We've we've lost the thread. But it's a good point, I think.
Adam has a letter here. It's very brief, but it's very to the point. I admire Adam's efficiency. Morning, sirs, he says. A quick ask Jeeves reveals there was a Xanadu nightclub in Rochdale. I've never been to the club or even Rochdale, but hopefully this counts.
Xanadu.
Well, it will do then if that's the case. Yeah, I mean, cheating a bit, just Googling it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not really the spirit of the game. So should we explain that last week someone said that their friend, to get to sleep, would start trying to name pubs with every letter of the alphabet. So he'd start off with, we thought of the Alma, didn't we, for A, I think.
Yep. Where did we get to?
Did we get to D? I think we did A, B, C, D, did we?
Did we get to, what was our D?
I don't know.
Okay, so we said we'd do the next four letters this time, didn't we? So we need an E.
The E, there's a pub, which I have been to, but not this year, near where I work, near London's trendy Portobello Road, called The Eagle.
Oh, I've just walked past an Eagle pub as well. Of course, an Eagle. I'll take the next one then. The Fat Cat, 2 times winner of Pub of the Year in Norwich.
Oh.
The Camera Pub of the Year, that is, not just Norwich Pub of the Year.
Okay. There's lots of pubs called the Greyhound. I can't think of one specifically that I've been to.
Isn't that one that you go to all the time, Greyhound or something? No.
It's the Crown and Greyhound, so that probably comes on the sea, sadly. But there will be pubs called the Greyhound.
That's not good enough. You need to have a specific Greyhound in mind.
Mm. I've got an F. Can I do my F? Have you got a G?
Wait, what's your F?
Because I've jumped to G, haven't I? No.
I did F. I did Fat Cat.
Oh, yeah. I've got the Florence, which is near me. So
okay,
we got one each for the Florence.
Yours is G.
G. Oh, didn't I? I went to one the other day, didn't I? Was it the Grand Exhibition? Is that what it was called?
I think maybe.
Or the Great Exhibition.
Great Exhibition, yeah. There's also, in Norwich, there's Gonzo's Tea Room, which is more of a bar-y type thing than a pub, but I think it counts.
Yeah.
Let's go for Halfway House, which no longer exists, but it's my local pub growing up on the Isle of Sheppey. So there we go. Next week, we will do our I, J, K, and L pubs.
Great.
If you can think of any.
Are you going to see 20 more pubs next week, Robbie?
Let me have a think. Well, let me just check my diary ahead of me. No. Well, probably not. No, because I've got the next weekend, I've got the Rome Marathon. So it's going to mean I'm going to have to slightly curtail certainly my drinking, if not my pubbing. But I have got a few days skiing in France before then, so I don't know what the schedule is for that. So I don't know. There might be the occasional tiny little pub trip, but it certainly won't be anything like this week.
Okay. Well, I'm going to a couple of QPR games, so I'm going to try and get to a couple of pubs then.
Wonderful. All right. Dan, would you mind gently caressing the pub notice board as you take it from the wall and put it in a cupboard?